Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, the 22nd of July 2021 is Hurricane Emily, 1993. Hurricane Emily in 1993 caused record flooding in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, while remaining just offshore. The fifth named storm and the first yet strongest hurricane of the year's hurricane season, Emily developed from a tropical wave northeast of the Lesser Antilles on August 22nd. It moved northwestward and strengthened into a tropical storm on August 25th, after becoming nearly stationary southeast of Bermuda. Emily then curved to the southwest but quickly resumed its northwest trajectory while strengthening into a hurricane. Late on August 31st, the hurricane reached peak winds of 115 miles per hour, 185 kilometers per hour, on its approach to North Carolina. Although part of the eye passed over Hatteras Island in the Outer Banks, its absolute center remained 23 miles, 37 kilometers per hour, offshore. Gradually weakening, the hurricane swerved away from the coast toward the northeast and later east. Emily stalled again, this time northeast of Bermuda, and dissipated on September 6th to the southeast of Newfoundland. The threat of Emily prompted hurricane warnings for much of the North Carolina coast and northward through Delaware. A mandatory evacuation for Ocracoke and Hatteras Islands displaced 160,000 people during the busy Labor Day weekend. The loss in tourism revenue amounted to $10 million, $1,993. About 1,600 residents on these islands rode out the storm in their homes, and emergency officials stayed behind. Most of the evacuees went to hotels or stayed with friends or relatives, causing an increase in business across southeastern Virginia, where effects were minimal. Due to uncertainty in forecasting Emily's path, there were also evacuations from the coasts of Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and Fire Island in New York. While bypassing the Outer Banks, Emily produced strong winds that coincided with high tides during a full moon, causing severe flooding along the Pamlico Sound. In Buxton, the floods left behind water marks as high as 10.54 feet, 3.21 meters, and the entire villages of Avon and Hatteras were inundated. The storm downed thousands of trees and wrecked 553 homes, 168 of which completely destroyed, leaving a quarter of the Cape Hatteras population homeless. Structural damage in North Carolina was estimated at $35 million. Along the coasts of North Carolina and Virginia, three swimmers drowned as a result of Emily. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 048 UTC on Thursday, the 22nd of July 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Hurricane Emily, 1993. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Olivia Newell. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.